evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Quarter. Over to our left is Brent Barnett, as we are bringing you the Coaches Show every Thursday here at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Brent will be has passed out some of the certificates there as far as the entry forms, I guess I should say, for some of the giveaways that we've got throughout this evening. So listen up for those as this evening goes along. And Matt Quarter, another big weekend coming up, first of all, for the Bearcat football team after a good win against Missouri Western, back on the road Saturday to head to Emporia, Kansas.
Yeah, and, you know, in terms of making the postseason in control of their own destiny, I know there was a little bit of nervousness with Bearcat fans when the first regional rankings came out, and we saw the Cats there at 7, one spot out. But just as we kind of felt like if they continue to win football games, you're going to have an opportunity to make the playoffs. So they win these last two ball games. I don't see any reason why they won't be in, so all they got to do is sounds so simple, but get a couple of wins away from Bearcat Stadium, and they'll be ready for some extra football this year.
And we'll be talking with the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorland, just a little bit about the weekend coming up, as well as this past week with Missouri Western. We'll also talk cross-country this evening as the cross-country team has the MIAA championships coming up down in Bolivar. We'll talk with Coach Scott Lorick, as well as cross-country runners Wick Cunningham, Dan Herbert, and head volleyball coach Amy Worth, and senior defensive specialist Bailey Vance will be joining us later on during the show as well. Support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out, or at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and all the wait staff for all the work they do throughout the program as well. Again, if you have any questions for our guest tonight, I might pass those along to Brent to our left, and we'll pass those along to our guest as well. And our thanks, as always, to Northwest Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations, Marshall Fay, for helping with the program every week here at Carson's. When we come back, we'll talk Bearcat football as the head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Dorland, joins us after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family-owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time now to turn our attention to football. Adam Dorland, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, with us. And, AD, a good win for your team last Saturday against Missouri Western. Really, when we were talking about that, we thought it might be one of the better games that you played all season long.
Yeah, we would agree with you, John. We really proud of our kids' effort. Thought we played really well, and no better time to be playing good than now. And obviously, it's always fun to beat Missouri Western, but to beat them the way we did was extra special. And played well in all phases, offense, defense, and special teams, and had a lot of kids contribute. And so it was just senior day, great way to send the seniors out. It was just an awesome day. So by far, in my opinion, the best game we played all year, and just a complete game from head to start, or start to finish.
Western been pretty stingy in the ground game defensively, and you guys had your way with them. What was it that was working to get almost 400 yards of rushing on Saturday?
Well, we had a felt like we had them, you know, penciled in a couple things, and then you always go into a game each week feeling like you might be able to do some things, and this time of the season, later in the season, you're kind of, you know, you got more film to watch, and you get a chance to really look at your opponent. But with that being said, the kids got to go in and execute, and our guys did. You know, they did. They were going to the right people. Our execution was great. They were finishing blocks, and you know, I think John and I we talked about it after the game. Certainly, the receivers would like to caught a few more footballs Saturday, but those guys, you go back and you watch the game, those guys were really springing us down the field in those long runs. And every one of those long runs you can attribute to a receiver finishing his block down the field. And just guys just executing, doing their 111th, but they did it with a lot of energy and great second effort.
When you talk about the success you had on the run, I think what was impressive about that was it was, I guess, a team that's done such a good job this year stopping the run. You're just able to run it well against a very good team that, for the most part, has stopped the run all season.
Yeah, I think going into the game, I think they were giving Love 2.3 yards a carry, and that easily under 100 yards a game. So it was just, it was one of those things we thought maybe we were going to be able to do that. Probably not to that extent, but you go in there and you get into the flow of the game and your kids get some confidence and, you know, it's working and you stay with it. And we made a few adjustments at halftime and came back out and were able to sustain some of those good drives with running the ball. So it was, like I said, just proud of our kids because their effort was just phenomenal.
Do you find that when you have a big success in any part of the game, whether it be run, pass, defense, whatever, does that help you down the line in terms of the next teams that have to prepare for you when they see a huge day like that and think, all right, now where do we start?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, the plus for it is obviously you're going to gain confidence and grow as a football team from it. And but, you know, obviously nobody likes to get the ball run on them like that. It's just, you know, college football defense is modern day. That's just, you know, any defensive coordinator would tell you, we may give some stuff up, but you never want to give that type of rushing game up. And so, yeah, you know, I'm sure Emporia will be ready for the challenge ahead. And, you know, obviously we got to try to build on what we did Saturday, and we've got some new stuff in them for them, some new wrinkles, and so hopefully we'll pick up where we left off.
And seeing right now a couple guys really take the charge as far as in the backfield, Robert Burton, and also Cameron Wilcox has really come along as this season's moved on.
Yeah, he has. Cam's really developing into an explosive back, and they're just they're a real good change of pace. You know, same thing when we use Phil. You know, Phil Jackson and Bobby are just a big back, brutes, you know, complete guys. They can run, catch, block, and then it's just nice to have a kind of a change of pace guy come in there. You know, Cam's just—he's just got a different gear, and so you know, you used to seeing our guys, Bobby and Phil, what we call stretch and cut on the zone play, and then Cameron comes in and stretches and cuts. It's just at a different gear, so it changes the angles of the defense and the way they pursue and get into their run fits, and so he just. It's a good 1-2 punch right now.
You were real good on third down Saturday as well.
Really good. I think 9 for 14 or 9 for 13. And very first third down of the game, we missed third and short. And like to have that one back. But our kids executed. And obviously that's a point of emphasis for us. We do that a little different than most teams. We work that Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And, you know, for the most part, we've been pretty good on third downs this year. And obviously, you know, that's a – it's kind of the money down for the quarterback, you know, and obviously they, again, you go back and look, and our guys were disappointed in some of the play action drops, but you go back and look at Brady and the receivers on third down. They were just, you know, they were nails from start to finish. So, just again, great effort. Very proud of their execution.
Now, on the other side of the ball, on defense, he did a great job of shutting down Missouri Western on third down.
Yeah, our guys did. They won or 0-9. And,
0-for, I think.
Yeah, 0-for-9. Yeah. So, it's, you know, obviously... I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just a great performance by a group that's played really well all year. They played team football. They've, you know, been inspired each week. Right now, they're the number one defense in the country. And, you know, that's a goal. It's a goal for our guys to do that. And so, again, we just got to refocus and got a new challenge in front of us Saturday, but they've just been so consistent all year, and I just always take it back to the fact that when you can stop the run like we're stopping the run, we're doing it with basically four down linemen. We're not having to overcommit safeties down there and get outnumbered and expose ourselves to a big play action pass. We're doing it with four down linemen and Reimer and Nader, you know, literally in the box. And so just again, they're playing well. Their run fits are good. They're tackling well. You know, at least in my opinion, you're not seeing a lot of missed tackles from our guys right now. So, yeah, it's just a confidence. Those guys that just feed on each other, and the confidence continues to grow.
Western only had 15 yards in the first half. That blew you up for 63 in the second half. But when you look at going into a game, can you? Is it predictable to be able to hold a team under 100 yards? Or can you say, I know we're going to have success against them, and then just an extraordinary effort gets you something
well,
like that?
Yeah, I'd be lying to you if I told you that was the expectation. I look at our goal board, our defensive goal board, and look at the number of hits they've had this year as far as success. And, you know, it's these green tags when they get their goal, and there's red ones. If they don't, there's very few red tags up there. But, I mean, I'll tell you the level of and Rich does such a good job, I think, of each week addressing who we're playing and what kind of kids they have, skill kids. Are they a great passing team that we may modify if they're a great rushing team? But he's always tweaking those goals. And just the thing I appreciate, he's always he has a lot of expectation for our kids, and he sets the bar really high for them. So, you know, obviously we never want to give up 100 yards rushing, and they've been really good at that this year.
Another thing that the success you had rushing the ball Saturday, too, is as you built up that lead, just made it tougher and tougher for Missouri Western to come back in the second half because just the success you had on offense keeping the ball away from them, too.
Yeah, that helped. And it, obviously, when you know, Missouri Western likes to run the football. At least that's what they try to do. And, you know, when you get behind like they were behind, obviously it's hard to stick with your game plan. And you got a freshman quarterback playing, and you know, it was a little bit windy, and just, I think, got out of their element a little bit.
Seems like, I know the saying goes, you make your most improvement from game one to game two, but it seems like these last 2 weeks, your guys have made some really big strides.
Yeah, I feel like we've been playing better in the last couple of weeks. I think our focus and preparation has been better since we lost to Pitt. It's unfortunate that maybe it took that, but I've just really noticed our kids have been very dialed in since that, and playing inspired and motivated, you know, to try to keep control of our own destiny and not put it in somebody else's hands. So just seem improvement, vast improvement, but really in the last 2 weeks.
And another thing Saturday that was an improvement, too, just from the penalty standpoint. I thought the team played very focused and did very well in that aspect of the game.
Yeah, we did. I think, you know, we had two penalties, and it was a pretty clean game all around. And, again, you're right, John, when you're not having what we term stupid penalties, like false starts, alignment, procedure penalties, things of that nature, offsides. You know, I think your guys are really focused in holding calls, whether it's an offensive holding call or a defensive holding call. If you're not seeing those show up in a game, that usually tells you your kids are pretty locked in mentally.
I was going to say, with penalties, it seems like, because you guys they obviously know what's a penalty and what's not. That really just falls on the individual guys, doesn't it, to just not commit those?
It sure does, and it's something we talk a lot about, just the lineman assignment, snap count, and executing, and just not getting into But to me, that's a discipline thing, and I'm always challenging our kids, you know, on that. And we remind them as coaches. I believe, you know, a team that has a bunch of penalties is in my mind, an undisciplined football team, and it's a reflection of the coaching staff. So it's we really try to get that through to our kids.
Now, as Matt mentioned a little bit earlier, moved into the number five spot in the Super Region 3 now, as they call it. So you're in the playoffs. Things continue to roll the way it looks. So you may have got to, really as a point where you talk about where you're in control of your own destiny now.
Yeah, and it is, and that's literally all we say to them. We don't talk about the regional rankings as far as where we're at. They've never brought it up one time. Our kids don't talk about it. Our coaches don't. We just, because it's you're at the position you're at because you're winning football games, and you know, our focus is to try to go down and beat a tough Emporia team on their senior day. And you know, our kids know we just engrave it. Just keep control of your own destiny. Keep focusing on this week. Focus on your preparation, your video study. Focus on playing with great second effort, winning the turnover battle, blocking and tackling, because if you do that stuff, everything else will take care of itself.
You've always taken that week-to-week approach, even before rankings came out. Does that help when it does come a time where I know they're getting more questions from reporters and things about rankings? So does it help that that's just what you've been doing
all
year?
Yeah, I do. I think it helps a lot. And I, you know, again, it's not lip service. It's we start week one like that and move all the way into like last year, week 15, and it's just, you know, we talk about trying to play better, raising our level, having fun, and again, if you do that stuff, everything else will take care of itself. So, yeah, we really try to get in on our kids, and at a young age, just worry about that stuff. It's all noise. Don't even listen to it. Don't talk about it.
All right. And we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell, on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll come back and talk more about what's coming up Saturday as Northwest faces Emporia State. That's coming up all right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk more with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, we've got a couple of giveaways here. So Bernie Mindenhall is a winner here today. So come over and see Brent to our left. You can't miss him there. And then L.D. Young is a winner today as well. So L.D. is over to our right. cut him with his mouth full. Right?
I don't think Brent caught that you said you can't miss him. And he still hasn't. That's probably good. We got to keep him working.
That's right. Yeah, he needs his exercise up and walking around. All right. AD again. Emporia State coming up Saturday. Big game coming up. Well, second to last game of the season. You're facing an Emporia State team record-wise 4-5 right now. Perhaps they expected to have better things out of their season, but you still have to really respect what they have out there on the field.
Yeah, the things that stand out is it's obviously the MIAA TV game of the week, and so you know, obviously our kids want to play well on TV. We want to represent our university. It's obviously Kansas City's a good recruiting market for us, so that MIAA network's reaching a lot more cities now. It's down in St. Louis. I think they can even get it in Omaha and Lincoln, so that's important. It's Emporia State Senior Day, and You know, you guys have been around athletics long enough. It doesn't matter what sport it is. Kids want to play well on senior day, you know, for their buddies, their families that are going to be there in their university. So they're going to be charged up and excited. And they're just, you know, they're a team like us that was coming back with a lot of expectations and trying to build off last season. And they just had a slew of injuries. It's really killed them. And their quarterback, I think, is going to be back and playing. And so, you know, he's a very dynamic player. And they're a dangerous football team. They're very athletic, and it won't take you long to see that. They look good, they run well, and very athletic group.
When you talk about preparing for a team that's had injuries, obviously that means different personnel. When you prepare for a team, how much of it is just preparing for schemes and what you see them do compared to personnel? I mean, does it matter in some positions what personnel is there, that sort of thing?
Well, I think it matters at the quarterback position, because the one thing that I've really noticed since, you know, they lost their first-string kid to a shoulder separation deal, and then the backups had some concussion issues, and he's been out for 2, maybe going on 3 weeks, and then they've on to their third. But since their third-string kid has played, they just haven't run him very much. And Garen's always been a guy that likes to run his quarterback and move him around. And so that's the thing. If I see if the second string kid's back, I see them trying to run him and get him on the perimeter a little bit, because he's a good runner. And other than that, I don't think you're going to see a ton of changes.
Looks like on the defensive side of the ball, he really struggled in some aspects this year.
Well, they've been banged up and beat up a little bit at spots, and they're young at some spots on defense. I think they've done a really good job of rushing the passer. That's an area that, you know, we're going to have a challenge on. And then they've just had a couple times where they've given up some deep balls through play action or double moves. And so, you know, again, it's to get to that point, you got to have good protection. You got to throw on time. And so, you know, we'll see. It's going to be tough conditions. I mean, it's going to be cold, and I think 30-mile-per-hour winds. So good old Kansas, it'll blow right through that stadium.
When you look at it, I talked to Garen today, and he was talking about how they have had to play a lot of true freshmen. And when you're looking at them on film, can you kind of pick a true freshman out and see mistakes maybe that you wouldn't see out of a more seasoned vet?
Yeah, unfortunately for them, it's usually when a freshman makes a mistake, it's usually not a little one. It's usually a big glaring mistake. They may be trying to play cover two, and the kid's playing man coverage, and he runs out of his zone and gives up a big play, or vice versa. You know, he's supposed to be playing man, and he's trying to play zone, or, you know, a linebacker back flares his way, and he's supposed to have him in coverage, and he misses him. And so, yeah, you know, this is a difficult league to play freshman in, and it really is. And I don't care what position, it's just tough.
What are some of the main goals that you have going into the game Saturday?
Well, I think the number one thing for us is that we're going to try to play at a really high level early with a lot of energy. It's their senior day, and I've just really tried to pound that into our kids. And I feel like they understand that. You know, Emporia State's going to be ready to play. They're going to play hard, and we've got to match that energy and that enthusiasm level early. I think it's going to be very important to get off to a good start. You know, they've in the games that they've lost this year, when they've gotten behind, it seems like maybe they've put a lot of pressure on themselves when they've gotten behind. And so, you know, maybe we can try to replicate that a little bit. And then I think it's going to be important that I think they got a tailback that's special. And, you know, again, he hadn't been able to get out and get loose much, but I think it's important that we stop the run and, you know, try to get their quarterbacks. And either they're playing the true freshman or the redshirt freshman or sophomore. Either way, try to get them into some obvious passing situations.
This is a tough league to try to come back in, no matter who you're playing against.
Sure, it is. It's just, you know, it helps to have veteran guys, and if you can, again, get off to a good start and, again, with our defense, and try to make teams predictable what they're going to do, I feel like it really helps us. So I think special teams are going to be huge. You know, the win, the kicking game, and that factors every aspect of the kicking game, punting, kickoffs. You know, you're kicking into the wind, that stuff hangs up. it's hard to hear. Me, you know, short. That's the word we use to tell our kids to field the football, or you got it, I got it. It's just, so we've been working on that stuff this week, and you know, just got to go out and execute now.
I feel like everything's coming together at about the right time for you.
Yeah, I feel good about where our kids are at right now mentally. I feel good about where our coaching staff's at right now mentally. I don't know. I just, you know, last week really re-energized us. It really did. And anytime you beat your rival like that, I think you can grow a lot. And I don't know. I just, we've had a pep in our step this week, and I feel like our kids are really locked in mentally right now. They're excited about playing Saturday.
How fragile is that, being at a good point? Yeah. How fragile is that for a team?
Well, it's good. I think in the things that I've always learned over the years the football playoffs, the MIAA, trying to move forward. You know, I think it's good. It's, you don't ever want to peak too early. But that being said, this time of year, you need to be playing good football. And so, you know, again, we're trying to control our own destiny. And I feel good. Our kids understand that and believe in it. And it's important for us to obviously win Saturday, but to play well.
All right, well, A.D., thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And that's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Doral. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff from Emporia. We'll have the broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 1 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Again, that's Saturday from Emporia, Kansas. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to volleyball and be joined by the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team, Amy Worth. That's coming up right after this timeout as the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville and Carson Sports Girl.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXEV KRNW. We are going to turn our attention to volleyball here in just a second, but we've got another giveaway here before we do that. The latest prize winner is Jesse Reidenauer. So, Jesse, congratulations. He is the latest winner here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. You have an opportunity to win as well if you're down here with us on Thursday evenings. Now joined by Amy Worth, the head coach of the Northwest volleyball team. And, Coach, last weekend, a couple of losses, but a couple of close, hard-fought matches it looked like. Let's start with Friday. A 2-3 loss to Pittsburgh. How did you feel the team played Friday night?
I thought we battled. The fifth set didn't go our way based on some errors that we could have controlled. But from the standpoint of like what our offense was doing and how we were being aggressive, I thought we fought in there. And the thing about Pitt State is, you know, they run a very fast offense, so they're either going to be on or off that night. And they were off when we played them here. We beat them 3-0, and they were on when we played them at Pitt. And for us to be battling with them, you know, like from the standpoint of being able to control what they were doing, I thought was really positive. We've spent a lot of time this week on that fifth set. you know, avenging it from the standpoint of getting our players' brains wrapped around what needs to happen in that fifth set when it comes to unforced errors. And so, you know, that was really something that we could have controlled. But, you know, I thought that we battled the whole entire match for sure.
Talk about a fifth set and how that approach is supposed to be. Obviously, it's a winner-take-all type of thing. You're only going to 15 instead of 25. So what does the mental focus have to be?
You have to get out of the chute quickly. You know, if you get down in the hole, you know, it's you're going to struggle from the standpoint of coming back. And it just takes that much more unity from your team and to overcome being down because you're only going 15. You know, we were up 8-7 at the switch, and we couldn't, you know, from the standpoint, put together runs to be able to, you know, finish out that game against them. But from the standpoint, like I said, this week of getting into practice and avenging what we needed to and understanding what we needed to at 8, the sense of urgency is definitely different if we get into a fifth set.
Talk about then Saturday, the turnaround. How do you feel the team recovered from that five-setter?
You know, I thought we played well. We didn't, from the standpoint of seeing a team that lost a heartbreaker, and, you know, we were so close, and we had four people on Friday that were hitting, you know, that did something they haven't done in their career, so they had career highs. You know, for us to be able to turn around being so close and to play Southwest Baptist tight, you know, I think showed a lot of poise from our girls. Offensively, we didn't, you know, we were doing really well. I just felt like Southwest Baptist played better than us. And it wasn't that we hit negative or we were hitting in the hundreds. We were in the 200s. They just hit at a higher percentage than we did.
It's really got to say a lot about your team. You know, you guys are in the midst of a losing streak, but it seems like the effort is still there.
Yeah, it's something that we're always, you know, that we always talk about in practice, you know, that we're always going after for pregame. And like I said last time I was here, when, you know, when fans are leaving the gym, what are they thinking of? And we want them to look at our team and say they're hardworking, you know, players that are going after every single ball. And we talk about that a lot. And it's not been anything, you know, we are in a losing streak, but I don't feel like we've given up from the standpoint of continuing to push through and have hope that we're going to put it all together and be able to get a W.
It seems like, I mean, you look at those matches, and there's not a lot of 3-0 losses, and that's got to be something that's a little bit encouraging that you try to focus on to pull out and get the W.
Yeah, you have to hang your hat on small victories, and, you know, what's going to cure all of this is a win, obviously, but we've had to really get into practice and create confidence within what happens in practice. You know, this week was a tough week of practice. We went after them, and you know, from the discipline standpoint and their mentality, like, we push them so that they're pushing back the opponent, you know, when we're getting to play this weekend.
I'm talking about this weekend, kind of a senior weekend, I guess, with two home matches. Let's talk about Nebraska-Kearney. I know that's going to be a tough matchup Friday night.
Yeah, I didn't see the latest poll, but I think they are number 5 in the country. They might have gone down. They've played UCM and lost last week, but, you know, they're a top-notch program. Rick Squires has done a wonderful job with, you know, with the program there for a long time. They have a great foundation under them. And for us, the big thing that I told our players today is they're coming into our house, and why not us? You know, we have had this losing streak, and why not turn it around by knocking off the number 5 team in the nation? And it just really takes determination and us playing together and you know, wanting it more than them. And, you know, when they played us last year here, I didn't feel like they played really well on the road. So I think that's something we can take advantage of, and really we just have to want it more than them.
When you see a top 10, top 5 team, what are some of the things that make a team a good team consistently?
They just don't make a lot of errors, you know, and that can be true in any sport that you look at. You know, you look at football and turnovers and those types of things. It's the exact same thing in volleyball. We just have a lot of chances to make errors because it's the sport and the nature of the sport, and the teams that make the least amount of errors, you know, are the teams that earn those points, and that's what we're still striving to be able to do. And we talked a lot about unforced errors this week. I think they're probably tired of me talking about unforced errors. But it's a process they have to go through. And, you know, when you have younger players on the court, they have to learn those, you know, those things early on. And so it's just really about limiting those unforced errors. And Nebraska Kearney, you know, they do that just like UCM does, just like Washburn does. And that allows you to play at a high level.
Seems like with that many opportunities that you're talking about, it can kind of go either way. You can forget about an error quickly.
Sure.
But I would also guess that it could kind of build mentally if you have a few in a row.
And that's something we've also talked about. This week, you know, we can't let, we talked about one error can't turn into two and two can't turn into three. And that's another thing that Nebraska Kearney does well is they'll make one error and they turn around and they change what they just did. Where, you know, teams that maybe don't have a high enough record where they are, they're going to make that second error. They're going to make that third error. And so we focused on that this week and working together and bettering the ball every single time.
The senior day match is Fort Hays State on Saturday.
Yep.
You guys were able to get them 3-0 down at Hays. What worked well against them the first time around?
I thought our offense played well. I think from the standpoint of, you know, the focus they had coming into it, we had played UCO. We had played Kearney the night before, and we didn't feel like that we had prepared very well for them when it came to the, you know, pregame focus. And, you know, I think we've talked about that a lot now, and we have a different focus when we come into matches. But I felt like our players had, you know, a one team focus when we played Fort Hays, and offensively, I just felt like we had a lot of answers and put the ball away at a high level. And so offense is the key to get you going. And like I said, we spent a lot this week just understanding what goes into hitting a high hitting percentage. It just doesn't happen. You know, it has to be thought about. But sometimes when you think about those things, it's not very natural. So it's trying to find the balance of letting them play, but also understanding, hey, we've had two errors. Let's be smart about what we're doing on the next step here.
It's got to be one of the challenges when you talk about preparing for a specific team, playing back-to-back days as often as you do. That's got to be one of the bigger challenges.
Yeah, I mean, we prepared for Kearney today, you know, and then Saturday morning we meet and we prepare for our match at 2 o'clock. And so, you know, it's just something that you have to deal with in volleyball. We do play a lot of tournaments, too, where you may not even have scouted the other team, or you might see that team play one time an hour before you play them. So it's kind of just the nature of volleyball. It's not, you know, I would love to have a week to prepare for one opponent like football does and have that rest upon us, you know, that football does. But two totally different sports, you know, and our girls do a good job of switching gears. I think our staff does a great job of preparing for both, you know, back-to-back. And we're just, like I said, we're looking to put together a well-rounded game where our unforced errors are low and our offense does a nice job, and we're going to earn the win. It's not going to come to us. We got to earn it.
Let's, with it being senior day, talk about the senior class and some of the things that stick out about that.
This is the first senior class that I've seen through since I've been here. I was an assistant when they were freshmen. And, you know, they came in and there was, you know, change in the air from the standpoint of them wanting to make a mark. And it's been really fun to watch them, you know, go through all the way. Like I said, I jumped on board in various areas of all the other seniors that have graduated since I've been here. So this class is special from the standpoint of being able to see their development from their very first day, you know, that they walked in our gym to now when they when they're ready to, you know, graduate and go on with their life. So they've done a great job leading this year, you know, and, you know, I appreciate everything that they've sacrificed here for the 4 years.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for being with us. We're going to talk to one of your seniors here in a minute. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
That is Amy Wirth, head volleyball coach at Northwest Missouri State. Again, a couple of matches at home coming up this weekend. And one of the seniors she's talking about is Bailey Vance. We'll hear from Bailey when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville. And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show as we can continue to talk volleyball for Northwest Missouri State. Bailey Vance joining us. Bailey, a senior, as we mentioned a moment ago. She's the one that always looks like she forgot her jersey.
I get that a lot.
Had to wear the one that she had with her, different color. But libero for Northwest Missouri State. And Bailey, I guess with Senior Day coming up this weekend, just let's start talking about your experience here at Northwest and what that's been like for you.
You know, it's definitely been a great experience. You know, when I came in as a freshman, you know, I was scared. I had no idea what to expect coming in. And I think the Northwest community has just been great, welcoming, and awesome. And it's just as far as volleyball, you know, just, you know, coming in as a freshman, playing, and then not playing so much my sophomore year, and then getting into that libero spot and really, you know, developing as a leader and as a player and, you know, someone who can be a game changer for, you know, this team and be a leader.
Does it kind of get more fun every year as you do have more experience?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely feel more comfortable. You know what to expect from certain teams. You get used to, like, their tendencies and stuff like that.
Always with a team, you're going to have your teammates, and that's going to be good. You just mentioned the Northwest community. It seems like in the athletic department, it goes beyond just your team. Is there some truth to that, where you have other teams and other athletes?
Yeah, of course. You know, we always, you know, we're seeing different teams, like, all throughout the day. I walk into the weight room, and, you know, you've got basketball, and you've got soccer in there, and, you know, you see people in the training room. You make friends with the entire athletic community. You know, we're constantly, you know, working out and seeing each other in the gym and stuff, and so you just develop a bond with, you know, each team.
Coach Worth talked about it with senior classes leaving a legacy or leaving their mark. What are some things that you and the senior classes tried to do to make sure once you're done, you've kind of left your mark in helping the players that'll be back?
You know, I think as a senior class, we really wanted to start to change the program. You know, we've kind of been stuck in the middle of the pack of this conference for quite a while, and I think, you know, we've been trying to instill a championship team, like a championship attitude in our teammates, and really, you know, help them and lift them up so that we are able to continue to, you know, start making strides and beating teams like UCM and start breaking up into the top of the conference.
This weekend, with it being senior weekend, Saturday's senior day, but as Coach talked about, you're facing a top 10 team on Friday. Mm-hmm. How big would that be in leaving Bearcat Arena, I guess?
That would probably be the best way to leave Bearcat volleyball. You know, I can't even describe if we could take, you know, Kearney on Friday night, how incredible that would be. You know, just coming in as an underdog and just, you know, playing solid from every single area, it would just be, you know, incredible. You know, we've never beat Kearney in the time that I've been here, and so I think that would just be a great way to leave.
for you guys as players, what are some of the challenges that you face with Kearney that you got to be ready for?
They're definitely solid in all aspects. You know, they've got solid defenders and they've got an extremely good offense. You know, their hitters are very efficient in what they do. And I think just from us, you know, we need to be solid on all ends too. Our offense has got to be produced and our defense has got to be, you know, holding the team on their backs. And so, you know, we just need to continue to play at a higher level, you know, than Kearney will.
Well, Bailey, it's been fun watching you through your career. I know you still got a few matches left.
Yeah.
It's not over yet, but good luck through the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That is Bailey Vance. She is the libero for Northwest Missouri State's volleyball team. And again, tomorrow night they will be in action at Bearcat Arena, 7 o'clock against Nebraska Kearney. And then we'll close out the home portion of their schedule Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock against Fort Hays State, also at Bearcat Arena. We're going to turn our attention to cross country. When we come back, we'll hear from Scott Lorick, the head cross country coach at Northwest Missouri State, right after this on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at bearcatlanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk cross country. Scott Lorick, the head coach of the Northwest cross country team, is joining us. And Scott, big weekend coming up for your squads as you head down to Bolivar for the MIAA championships.
Yes, we're excited to go. We're looking forward to it. This is, this is really our championship phase. We go into the conference meet in the region championships in 2 weeks after this, and this is, you know, the most important part of our season.
What are some of the things you try to do to make sure that the team is peaking at this particular point in your season?
Well, the main thing in the last week or two is that the coach doesn't screw them up. That's really about it. I mean, there's, you know, from our standpoint, you know, physiologically, there's not much we're really going to change now. So it is actually that balancing point of not doing too much to get them tired and doing just enough to make them feel good. So it is a little bit of a balancing act of kind of knowing your athletes and, you know, how much to do with them. But it's actually not much. All the, as we like to say, the hay's in the barn. So, all the hard work has been done well before this.
When you look at the competition for this year, who would be some of the teams that you want to try to finish ahead down there?
Oh, I think Missouri Southern is probably the best team. They're highly nationally ranked on both sides, men and women. And I think Central Missouri men look really good. Southwest Baptist women are running very well. So, I think those are probably the favorite teams. But, it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be a mess and a jumble, and that's the way it is in the conference meet.
What would be some of the keys to a good finish for your teams?
Well, we have to get out well, and we just, you know, we won't be afraid of the competition. But it's mainly going to be, just hanging in there in the tough parts and keeping the pressure on throughout the middle of the race. And then, every place counts, and every person and every second counts. So the intensity is there, and And, you know, every coach is telling their kids that, you know, they all have to have good finishes. So, because a lot can change in the last 400 meters. I think last year, you know, our men beat Pitt State by 1 point. And I know, you know, Ryan Cox passed four guys, two of them being Pitt State guys in the last 200 meters. And, you know, that was the difference between us being ahead of them or behind them.
And I know all the teams, I think, for the most part, have had the same advantage this year. But what, how much fun has it been to train this year with the type of weather you've had this fall? It just seems like it's been an exceptional fall for the weather.
It has been. Usually at this time of year, you know, we're out there in sweats and everything like that. And then, you know, for us, with daylight savings changing. Fortunately, a few years ago, they moved that back a couple weeks, but even now, you know, we got to get used to we're out somewhere and it's getting dark, and you know, so we have to kind of plan that into our workouts. But yeah, no, it's just been outstanding and it's been great.
It seems like you've got some really good performances out of some great athletes for you this year.
We do. You know, our men's team is in some ways a group of milers, you know, trying to run 10,000 meters. So, but they're responding to that, you know, really well. Rick Cunningham has been our number one guy all year, and I think he's set to run his best race, and you know, he's doing outstanding. And also on our men's side, I think you know, Ryan Cox and Tim Grunmeier, who are milers on the track, you know, they're having tremendous seasons. So.
And on the women's side, of course, hear a lot about Ann Herbert all season long.
Yeah, she's been just outstanding, and you know, has just been running very well and consistently throughout the whole year. And you know, the big improvement for her has been more of an emotional, mental standpoint in approach, in her approach to competing, which is very, very strong right now. But you know, our team is it's, you know, it's going to be dependent on the four other people, you know, in our top five, and Jessica Johnson and Brooklyn Ellis and Sammy Lorenzo, I think are really set to run well.
We'll be hearing from Wick and Ann here in just a little bit. What kind of stories do you have about them that perhaps folks don't know about?
Oh golly, you know, Wick, I'll tell you what, he, from the time I recruited him to, you know, knowing him now, I thought he was really quiet and, you know, and very serious all the time. And you know, the guy's nuts. So, I mean, that's the only way to put it. But it's great. I mean that in the nicest of ways. Anne is, I think her thing is, you know, I tell her she's never had a bad idea. But she comes in every week with suggestions. One of her later suggestions was we should run a night meet with tiki torches around the infield and give it all Hawaiian feel to it.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's not a bad idea.
You know, yeah, I let her put that in the good idea list. You know, because, you know, I'm a coach and I'm trying to be a psychiatrist. So, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me, I think, earlier this week about a debate that Wick kind of was involved with. Or
yeah, yeah. You know, Wick is pretty set on proving to the world that dinosaurs never existed, and so you know, we made a formal debate out of that. So, you know, he has no problem, you know, just flying in the face of science. He's okay with that, and facts are kind of meaningless. So,
yeah.
You know, he comes up with his own, and he has got some good arguments. So, I'll let you know, he can describe some of them to you, but. Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
And that's Scott Lorick, the head cross-country coach at Northwest Missouri State. And stay tuned. We'll continue to talk cross-country as we'll be joined by Wick Cunningham and Ann Herbert. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we continue to talk cross country, as we're joined now by a couple runners off the cross country team, and Rick Cunningham and Ann Herbert. And this is an opportunity now to maybe counter what your coach just said about you here just a few moments ago. Rick, he says you're quite the debater here.
I wouldn't say that.
Now, what's this about dinosaurs?
That was an argument between me and my roommate. And I just told them they didn't exist. I had no logical reason at all. And just for the sake of argument. But I do believe them. He beat me.
Oh, no. And I understand you're pretty good with in the idea box.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do, to just run my crazy ideas by coach and see if he goes for any of them. It kind of started when we were traveling and, we'd drive by like a Baskin Robbins or ice cream or something. Like, hey, coach, hook me with some ice cream. And then, you know, I got a little bit more adventurous with the kinds of ideas I brought up, and usually it works out pretty well.
Well, ice cream's never a bad idea, is it?
I totally agree. I could live off of ice cream probably, so.
You got a pretty big meet coming up this weekend. The MIAA conference meet, and first of all, Ann, just kind of talk a little bit about what you've been trying to do to gear up for this meet.
We've been running, so that's part of it.
Yes.
One of the biggest things is just trying to not overthink it or build it up in something more than it is. Just not getting nervous, thinking of it as just any other race, and kind of doing the things we've been doing all season, because that's how we've been successful. And a big part of that for me personally is remembering that we've trained for this, and really just praying when I feel nervous, and it's been going well this week though, so yeah, feeling good.
All right, now Rick, what about you as far as getting ready for the meet?
Yeah, I mean, what we've been doing all year has been working pretty well, I think. So I've just been continuing to do the same thing, backing off the mileage a little bit, you know, just having fun at practice, but, you know, when it comes race time, take it pretty serious.
Now, both of you have had a lot of success this season, being at the top of the pack in a lot of the meets that you've been running in. What are some of the keys to really both of your success this season? What are some of the things that you attribute to the success you've had? I guess, Ann, you want to go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Yeah.
Definitely having a race plan is helpful. That's one thing that I've been working on from freshman year until now that I feel like I finally have gotten down, per se. Coach kind of tells us you want to go start the race off fast, but not too fast, because with cross country you're running 3 or 4 miles. The boys run up to 5 or 6, so definitely important for them. But kind of having a plan before you go in and making sure that you stick to it, and that's the biggest part of that success. I say taking care of the details, like in life, that aren't running, like getting sleep, getting good food, getting all that. You know, sometimes athletes don't pay attention to that, but that's really important too.
And Rick, what do you attribute to your success this year?
Yeah, nothing special. There's never any secret out there. You know, like Ian said, I get a good night's sleep every night, eat a well-balanced meal, and just going into the race with the right mindset, you know. And, you know, pretty simple. You got to be aware of your surroundings when you get in that race. Can't be too far up, can't be too far back. Just ready to strike at any moment.
Now, Matt was talking a little bit earlier with Bailey Vance from the volleyball team about how all the athletic teams seem to come together and pull for each other. Now, from you guys' standpoint, kind of like the tennis teams where the men and women squads travel an awful lot together to the same meets. And I would imagine it's great to have the support of both of those at each meet that you guys go to.
Definitely. When we travel together, I mean, obviously boys and girls, they race 2 different races. And so when the boys are running, we get to watch them and cheer for them. And the boys are just, they're a great encouraging team to us. Like, I mean, I'd like to think the girls are pretty nice, like, to the boys, but the boys will spread out all around the course and be cheering us on. And they even do that at practice, which is so cool. So we're definitely close, like, as the two teams.
And, Rick, what's it mean to have the women's team along with you on these trips?
Oh, it's great. You know, it's something you don't see in many sports. All sports are separated like that, but it's really a unique thing to cross country that you're able to travel with the women's team, run with them, you know, support them as well as support you.
All right. Well, Rick and Ann, thanks a lot for being with us on the Coaches Show here this evening, and good luck this weekend in the MIAA Championships.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Again, we've been talking with a couple of the cross-country runners, and Rick Cunningham and Ann Herbert. As a little bit earlier, we talked with Scott Lorick as well. Adam Doral was with us, Amy Worth with the volleyball team, and also Bailey Vance. Our thanks to all the guests for this evening's program. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later tonight, basketball-wise, over at Bearcat Arena, it's the Bearcat Bash. A chance to go out and see the Northwest men's and women's basketball teams for the first time this season. A lot of special activities going on with that. That begins at 8 o'clock. The doors will be opening at 7:30 this evening, so a good chance to see what the basketball team is up to as well. And before we go, I've got one more winner to pass along here. Roger Pugh is a winner of one of our giveaways over here. If you have Roger still here, you can come over and see Brent to our left and pick up his prize for attending tonight's show. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast, Matt Gorder and Brent Barnett, as mentioned, all of our guests this evening as well. Don't forget, we will have Bearcat football Saturday afternoon, Northwest and Emporia State from Emporia, Kansas, pregame at 1 o'clock. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff from Emporia. For Matt, I'm John, and we'll be back again next Thursday on the KXTV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Hi, I'm John Chasinski, Northwest Missouri State University President.